B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch. It's like fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. Thursday, it's 5:43. A little rain in the forecast, a high of 49. Rain again tonight, but tomorrow it's rain and snow. How about that? Transitioning to snow showers in the afternoon, high near 39. You know where it's going to be, the usual places. North, right? And about 1 inch of snow is expected.
No.
Nothing.
I know, it's just like not...
You know what the problem is?
Winter.
Yeah.
Your tomatoes?
Yeah. I got to pull them in today.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about that, guys. Thank
What's
you.
What's the problem?
Gusts of over 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
There you go.
There go the leaves.
There goes your mask.
Right. Everything. Yeah. Hold on to everything.
It's too soon for winter.
It is.
November? I'm thinking November yet. Don't forget, the clocks go back Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
An extra hour of this sweetness. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get it back.
This time of year.
Birthdays of note.
Today?
We don't usually do this.
No, we don't, but
it's low-hanging fruit for DJs.
Sure.
But I'll grab some of that low-hanging fruit. Just because the other day you mentioned one of Charlie's Angels, Jacqueline Smith.
Born on my birthday.
So she would be 75, right?
Yes.
Well, Kate Jackson's birthday is today. Remember Kate?
Yeah.
The unsung Charlie's Angel.
Scarecrow Mrs. King.
Yeah. Nobody thought of the three orig, the OGs, Farrah, right?
Yeah.
Jacqueline and Kate. Are those the OGs?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Jacqueline? That's right. Trust me, I had all the playing cards.
Anybody have the hots for Kate?
Listen, I always respected a guy who could be like, I like Kate Jackson.
I like Kelly. She was the brainy one.
Wasn't she Kelly?
Was it Kelly?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know
but
either.
Anyway, Kate Jackson. I always respected it because it was like an outlier.
Sabrina Duncan. Yeah.
Jeez, that was ahead of its time.
Yeah. 72.
72. I'm
going to
Google her.
Okay.
I loved Charlie's Angels, even though it was Jiggle TV. What?
It was Kate, Farrah, Jacqueline.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
Cheryl Teague. Because Farrah only was
Farrah
on the,
left.
After 1 year.
Cheryl Teague's in.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
Anything else? Because I love Charlie's Angels.
Well, I know. I just wonder who left next. Was it Kate?
I think it was Kate. Yeah. But I think it was over by then.
Yeah, it was over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Bosley quit. It was not good. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay,
was gone.
So there you go.
Yeah,
all
right. That was a deep dive.
I liked it.
It's National Cat Day, too. So.
Oh, great. Okay,
there you go.
Happy Cat Day, Ryan.
Only one
yeah.
Go ahead, Brian.
I have a cat now.
Shout him out.
I saw him this morning, Ryan the cat.
Yeah. Ryan the cat has the best life ever.
Is that right?
Yeah. He just cats around at night and hangs out during the day, gets stuck in trees,
yep.
Gets dressed up as a woman by Lila.
Dinner's on
whatever
the
table. Into.
Right, yeah. Dinner's always there for him.
He's back for food. And
not a bad
see
life.
See you later.
Not a bad life.
I love the Ryan
All
stories.
Right. There you go. There you go. All right, it's 5:46. Thanks for joining the show today. We promise there'll be no regrets.
It'll
right?
get better.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian. Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
I'm LBF. Bob, do you have anything to say?
About what?
About what we were talking about, or no?
Oh, it's saved. Man, my bad. You're absolutely right, LBF. We were talking. It's Kate Jackson's birthday.
Yep.
One of the, the originals.
The OG.
The OG of CA. Charlie's Angels, right? And I thought, well, who replaced Farrah when she left? I thought it was Cheryl Teagues.
Yep.
Then the phone started ringing.
Yes, good morning. I don't mean to be a nitpick, but it wasn't Cheryl Teagues that was in Charlie's Angels. It was Cheryl Ladd.
Yeah, you got to tell Bob he's got to get it right. Cheryl Teagues is not on the show.
Yeah.
Farrah was replaced by Cheryl Ladd.
Cheryl Ladd.
I find it so fascinating
Kate
that you
Jackson
know this.
Was
yeah, go ahead.
Kate Jackson was replaced by Shelley Hack.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Let me
then
say
he was replaced
expert.
By yeah. Tanya Roberts.
All right.
I'm sorry, who was?
Shelley Hack was then replaced by Tanya Roberts.
Wow, couldn't hack it.
Oh, God, stop
she
it.
Couldn't. No, you couldn't. Stop. No.
You just have this in your brain.
ROR, good morning.
Yeah, you guys were just talking about the Charlie's Angels.
Yes.
Okay. It was not Cheryl Teagues. It was Cheryl Ladd.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob messes up all the time. Yeah.
You were right with me there.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBA, and Brian. Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
All right, brought to you by Whole Foods. Save 30% on boneless wings and nuggets at Whole Foods Market through November 3rd. Hey, that's next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
You can celebrate the election by popping some of those. Plus another 10% off Prime members. How about that? While supplies last.
I'll be popping some.
I sure you will. Find deals on the Whole Foods Market. Eat for you. It's either going to be pills or champagne.
Yeah. Maybe a bit of
both.
Both.
All right. What's cool?
Okay. If you're having trouble sleeping, you should do this one thing with your significant other before you go to bed. It's just this one thing.
Okay.
It'll make you sleep.
I'm all in. Can't wait to hear. Okay, Brian, what do you got?
I got something great that's coming back. I'm very excited. Mm. A show that is getting a reboot that actually looks good.
You love a reboot.
Oh, God.
Does anybody love a reboot?
Nobody loves a reboot like Brian Bell.
When it's well done, I enjoy it.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no show he doesn't want
Brian
rebooted.
Brian two times.
Bring
he
it back.
It.
It's like, bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it
what,
back.
They aged well.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Hey!
That's what he said.
What?
Okay. Anybody in the room ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
No.
Cracker?
Gotta go.
No. Yes. LBF, you've never been to Cracker Barrel?
Never been.
Oh, my God. You'd love it.
I know.
You
I just
would
love
the
menu.
It. Wait till you try that breakfast. Am I all day, I believe.
Yes.
Cracker Barrel is changing up the menu to include something to get you in there.
Okay.
Even more often. I think you would like this.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Okay.
So, if you have trouble sleeping, falling asleep, staying asleep, sleeping deeply, all you have to do is one thing with your significant other right before you go to bed, and it'll solve everything.
Okay.
Any guesses? I'm not going to let you.
No. I think a little kiss.
Nope.
A kiss goodnight.
Nope.
No?
Snuggling. Snuggling and cuddling with your partner in bed can actually help you get a better night's sleep. This study, this couples who cuddled slept longer and more deeply.
Wow. How long?
I can't breathe.
Well, you the spoon. Well, that's too much information.
I know. I just don't know.
Big spoon,
like,
little spoon.
No spoon. No spoon. No. Listen, it's like.
Are you the sport?
I'm more like Rocky. Like everyone to their corners.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we know why I shouldn't sleep.
All right. Mick.
All right.
Well, trailer dropped this week for a show that's going to be debuting November 25th on Peacock, the streaming service from NBC. And here's just a quick clip of the trailer for Saved by the Bell.
In attendance will be the governor of California.
Max, Dad?
You look amazing. Your hair's fire.
My dad's also coming.
I don't care about your dad, Spencer. I just care about Zach and Kelly.
There it is.
Zach. New kids to feel welcome.
Let's see what happens.
Can we talk?
Did you just sit backwards in a chair?
Later.
Wow, I've never seen anyone do that in real life.
It's not going to work unless we get to know them.
You only know how Bayside works for kids like you.
Hot kids. Privileged kids.
Oh. There you go. Oh. That's right. Governor Zach Morris. He's the governor of California
now. Oh, he made it. Yeah.
Yep. And then you also heard Elizabeth Berkley, who is back as Bayside's school counselor, and Mario Lopez, A.C. Slater. He's back as Bayside's athletic director. Mm-hmm. And they have a whole group of new kids coming in, and it looks pretty good.
You know, my
11-year-old has been binge-watching the old series.
Yeah, he likes it.
And he loves it.
Because he's 11.
Because it's silly. But you know what? It's a nice escape because it's just kind of mindless and silly and fun.
Yeah, you like
it's
a nice. Reboot, Brian.
He really does. He's
all in.
Zach Morris looks good.
Good. Okay. Well, he's the governor. He should.
He's got great hair.
Okay, here we go. LBF, I can't believe you've never been to a Cracker Barrel. Brian, you've been to Cracker Barrel, right? In Tewksbury?
You ever been just know where it is.
Yeah. It's known for its signature breakfast, right? That's all the Southern style favorites, pancakes, biscuits, grits, and the casserole is
fried spread.
I don't know, but it's so good. It's cheesy good. Anyway,
hash brown.
Yes, hash brown. Ask for that when you go.
Yep.
Your daughter would love it. She really would. This little general store you go in.
I'm surprised Dave hasn't taken it.
Yeah,
there.
Because
that guy is all about hash brown casseroles.
A biscuit.
Yeah, and biscuits.
Oh, you get biscuits. He would love Grandpa's breakfast. Mm-hmm. Tell him to try Grandpa's breakfast.
Yeah. Okay.
Does it come with a crossword?
It should.
And a sweater.
Yeah. Well, they're going to start including beer, wine, or a mimosa cocktail.
Now I know why I've never been there.
That's it. Yeah, because now they're finally going to do it. So they tested it. Customer feedback was absolutely positive. So there you have it. Now will you try the Cracker Barrel?
Sure.
You'd love it.
Chase down my hash brown casserole with a nice Pinot Noir.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who cares if it's 9 a.m.? Yeah,
usually you go there because you got a hangover, but now you can go.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
How much did Kim Kardashian allegedly spend on her Let Them Eat COVID 40th birthday party?
With a K.
With a K.
Yeah.
She's bringing obnoxious to a whole new level. By the way, this is brought to you by iPhone 12 Pro with 5G, now at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage. But before we get to that little bit of information, hey, Chelsea Handler, like a lot of us, is a Cuomosexual.
Why?
She had a thing for Mayor Andrew Cuomo, and she sort of was on The View yesterday talking about it and saying she was like a lot of people where, you know, she was like very scared of the pandemic initially, and he offered this sort of calm leadership. And here's what she had to say.
Okay, let's hear her here.
First of all, he's like a big, giant, he came in like the Incredible Hulk, right? You know, we needed somebody to come on the scene. We were so dehydrated for real leadership that when he came on the scene, you know, looking like this big Italian hunk, I was like, oh my, he's like, wear a mask. I'm like, I'll wear a mask. I'll put a mask on every part of my body. I want to flatten your curve and you can flatten my curve and then we can both apex together. I do want you to follow up on something with him for me, ladies, if you wouldn't mind, because I did have a conversation with Cuomo a few months ago and I did ask him out on a date. And he did say yes, and then I never heard from him.
So she got ghosted. Busy.
She comes on a little strong.
Very on brand for Chelsea Handler. Yeah. But, you know, good for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all had a thing for him. I'm kind of over it now, but that's all right. I mean, it's just I stopped watching him, that's all. All right, do you want to know how much? Bob Bronson is using his iPad to look at pictures of the Kardashians.
That's ridiculous. All right, go ahead.
So they're wearing, so it's Kim, Chloe, and whatever her name is. Yeah. And she.
Wow, a problem repeatedly occurred on your computer.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It shut down.
It did.
The Kardashians crashed my.
You just showed me a picture of them on their private island.
Yeah, looking
in little bikinis.
Skimpy.
That looked like they got shrunk in the wash.
They did, or the bathing suits?
The bathing suits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian's humble private island birthday bash cost $1 million.
$1 million.
I mean, she's free to do what she wants with her money, but I think that, you know, if everything's going well for you at this point in time and during this whole situation, just keep it to yourself.
This picture is so photoshopped.
Is it?
Kim's in the middle of two of the sisters. I don't know who they are. But her right arm disappears.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. On a lighter note, I just want to mention that it's Henry Winkler's 75th birthday, the nicest man. And Bob cannot put his iPad down.
I put it down. I'm done.
I'm done. Bleh.
Doesn't do a thing for me.
Okay. It's Henry Winkler's 75th birthday. I love him. He's so nice. Have you ever met him?
The Winkler?
Yeah.
I've talked to him on the phone.
He was super pleasant.
He wrote some books. Kids' books.
Yes, he did.
And he was plugging those on the show. Great. Good guy.
Won't be getting a card from Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Why? Oh, those two.
They don't like
each
other.
Weirdest feud in Hollywood.
Weird, yeah.
And then finally, can I just play this as a little retro thing for everybody? Because it was when theme songs were theme songs. And today in history, in 1981, this sitcom debuted. And I remember I loved it so much.
Yeah.
I want a happy ending. Tired of pretending. Let them get the best of me.
Okay,
wait.
Good.
Oh, he was just getting to the good part.
Huh? Oh, no. I thought we were done.
That was the good part.
That was the payoff.
Who likes a guessing game better than me?
Bob Bronson.
See?
God, he's good.
Anybody want to guess what that theme song is? Can you start it from the beginning?
Hold on.
Let's see.
Don't do it. Okay.
I won't do it until you're ready.
Wait. Let's see. Okay, wait. Go.
Go.
Tired of pretending. Let them get the best of me.
Who is that? Let's see how long it takes anybody to guess that. See what I did there, LBF?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Right. Fun. I was actually along for the ride. That's
Now you want to guess.
Surprise and everything. I'm like, what's happening?
Let's see if anybody can guess it. 888-410-1057. I don't even know it.
My dad used to turn the radio down when Madonna came on. I'm like, what?
What do you have, dad issues? Got it. Good. 7 WROR, 80s and more. Bob, LBF, and Brian had a little fun today. That was good because you had no idea I was going to stop the song.
No, so it was all like in real time.
Yeah, it didn't happen. You were shook.
I was.
Best
all right.
part of this
do you
song.
Have it again?
I do. You want me to play it through?
Play it through.
Okay.
Play it through. Go
Here
ahead.
Here we go.
Tired of pretending. Let them get the best of me.
All right, let's go, Keith. You knew what it was.
Good morning. How are you? I got the show. I know exactly what it is.
What is it, Keith?
It's Give Me a Break with Mel Carter.
Yay!
You're the smartest caller of the day, Keith. Congratulations. Okay?
Thank you very much, man.
All right, asking
have a good
you,
one.
What did I win?
You win absolutely nothing.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Yeah, just give me a break. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, that was a great
The late, song. Great Nell Carter. They don't make theme songs like
no,
that.
No, they don't. It's sad.
Right?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Objection. Why is this relevant?
Oh, I have a point, I promise.
Then make it.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's gabble in.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. This is where, you know, we let a listener who's emailed us or called us present their case.
Okay.
And to see whether or not they have a case.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're guilty, maybe they're not. But you can decide because you are the jury. How about that?
Isn't that nice?
And court is in session.
You don't even have to skip work, you know? You're just right there.
Yeah. But we have a listener on the line who's got a little bit of a dilemma. She wants some help with some opinions with. So let's say good morning to Kate. Good morning, Kate.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kate. So you emailed us at ROR.com about a wedding invitation that's got you chagrined. What's going on?
Yeah, it's really weird. So it's my husband's cousin who is getting married in December, and we were planning on going, and now they want to just have, you know, close family, so we're no longer invited. We got an unsaved date.
An unsaved? Is that something they do?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's a new thing. It's very COVID-esque.
It's very COVID.
Yeah.
Okay, so unsaved the date. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Save yourself some time and money, right? That's
right.
Fine. Okay.
Well, but that's just it. They still want a gift. So there's directions to get to their GoFundMe. With either $100, $250, or $500 donation, or gift for their honeymoon fund.
Oh!
No way.
Right?
Isn't that nice of you? Oh, well. Sorry you can't make it, but...
oh, my.
LBF, does that sound bold to you?
Yeah, I'm sort of inclined to say go fund yourself.
Kate, are you inclined to say go fund yourself? Or,
yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know if you can say that on the radio.
We
but,
did.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah. So you don't want to, you're inclined to just ignore, or what are you thinking?
I mean, you know, she's so sweet and we love her, but we're not that close. And if we're not going to the wedding, I really don't think it makes sense, right?
Right. I mean, to me, it does. $100.
I mean, maybe a nice and send, like, you know, I don't know, like
a vase
or a platter. And, like, that's it.
That's right.
Some towels.
You know what? I like a nacho bowl.
Who doesn't?
Right?
Bob? With a little matching margarita glasses.
Salsa on top.
Dip.
Exactly.
Who doesn't need that?
But the sort of check this box if you want to donate this, that, or the other thing is like.
I hate to be this way, Kate, but I think.
But he can't help it.
I'm just thinking, what's in it for me? Generally, I get a nice chicken.
Right, there's a quid pro quo.
Maybe prime rib.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's a quid pro quo at a wedding. You know, you're like, chicken bar.
Go fund me. We'll be eating, you know, the roast beef and whatever. A nice mashed potato, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Maybe even Redskin.
Maybe twice baked.
You could bake. All right, Kate, here's the deal. We're going to let listeners call in because this is morning court. It's in session. You would rather you and your husband same page, don't want to do anything, right?
Yeah, I mean, we both feel like it doesn't make sense.
Okay. All right. So we're going to just let the audience call in, see if Kate should do anything, or as like LBF says, go.
Go find yourself.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hey, keep listening because we'll get a lot of calls and it might make you feel better about your decision. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, take care. Bye bye.
You are diabolical.
Go fund yourself.
I try to keep it secret, but it comes out once in a while.
All right. So anyway, court's in session. Give us a call if you have an opinion on whether, you know, she should just ignore it, do the 100 or whatever, and keep moving. So what's your...
Nothing to see here.
So what do you say? Let's help Kate out. 888-410-1057. Morning court's in session.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
I sincerely feel that the facts are completely irrelevant in this case. Bad taste is not a crime, Your Honor.
Order! Order! Order!
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It's the case of
find yourself.
We talked to Kate a little while ago. Very nice gal. Invited to a wedding and then uninvited because of COVID. But the bride-to-be still wants a nice little honeymoon vacation. Brought to you by...
GoFundMe.
Yes. So they asked Kate to give either 100, everybody who was disinvited or uninvited, 100, 250, or $500. It's her husband's cousin, and they're close, but they don't see each other that often. All right? You say go fund yourself.
I kind of do.
You did.
I did.
Right, let's say, ROR, good morning. You're first up. What's your take?
Good morning. I wouldn't give him a nickel.
Not a dime. Wow.
Or a dime.
Why not?
No. Well, you were uninvited. First of all, that hurts, and it's insulting. Even if COVID is out there, it doesn't matter. You just don't do those things. There's etiquette involved. Wow. Rules of common decency.
Wow.
And
wow.
Not only that, if it was the woman that started the page, I wouldn't marry her.
What?
Marriage is about love and trust. It's not about money.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's about money.
Kind of leans that way.
Not if you're marrying me.
All right. There you have it. Okay, ROR. All right, that's our first jurist. Okay, ROR, what's your take? Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Well, one, I think GoFundMe pages are so tacky when it's for something personal.
Yeah.
If it's for like a charity or like they were going to give the money to something, that's sort of a different story. But for me, I think GoFundMe pages for something like that is the tackiest thing I've ever heard.
GoFundMe for sandals, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
So what should Kate do?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, then, like, giving, like, $100 is really kind of, if she feels like she has to do that, is really, like, a cheap way out of a wedding, too. Because if you figure you have to find an outfit or...
Yeah, it's true.
No, that is true, but it's cheaper than a dress.
Like right?
I think what she's thinking is...
is a cheap way out.
Yeah.
It's more principle. The principle of like, oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't make the cut, but,
yeah.
You know.
But now you're asking, you're shaking me down.
A handout.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Holly. All right, we have, let's go to the phone here. Another juror on the line. It's Chris. What do you say?
Don't give her anything. If they're uninviting people, they should have all that money saved up for the big wedding that they were going to give, and they should be able to afford their own honeymoon.
Wow. Oh, my God. Good point.
Didn't
never even
of
thought
that.
Of that.
Go fund me. Go, yeah. And
still
I got to be
all right.
Yeah,
don't
yourself.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow. That's great.
A good point.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You
bye.
Too. Bye. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Erin.
Erin, what'd you take?
I just wanted to weigh in. My daughter got married this August. We had to go from, like, 80 people to 50 people in, like, 4 days with the new governor order, and we had to do, you know, the uninvite. People were fantastic. They watched on a live feed. We didn't ask for anything, and they sent gifts to her on their own.
Yeah.
And they were extremely generous, but we never asked for anything.
Ah, that's the thing.
And I feel like that's
The
key.
Rub.
Don't ask
for it.
Don't
people
ask.
We'll do it.
Yeah. Send you a check. Thank you. But to go fund our honeymoon.
Yeah.
See, that's good advice.
No.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks for
listening.
ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sheila.
Sheila, what's your take on the case this morning?
I would not entertain that. No funding way.
No funding way.
That's great.
That was good. You've been listening to LBF way too long. It's worn off on you.
Yes, I have.
That was funny. All right, thank you, though. We appreciate it. Okay, bye. Bye. ROR, good morning, Gail. What's your take on it?
My take is if they were very close, I would send a small gift, or I would do nothing.
Yeah.
But I think if they really wanted to, they could actually have people zoom in on the wedding.
That's
true.
Like
a virtual wedding.
Yeah, right.
That's a really good idea.
Then you'd feel a little obligated to send some money.
Well, yeah. Right.
You'll have to make your own dinner.
I know.
It's still pay-per-view.
Your feet won't hurt after hours of dancing. So.
Good advice, though. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Stay
Bye-bye.
Safe and stay healthy.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. Very nice. Brenda, what's your take on it?
Hi. So first of all, I think it's very tacky that they sent a unsaved the date card, you know, and then to go in and request a certain amount of money for a gift, you know, I would say go fund you also. Yeah. You know, there's, you know, my stepdaughter just got married in September and she had to cut guests from her list as well. And you do it in person. You tell the people in person. They understand what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. I mean, if she really wants to send a gift, I would send a gift, not the money.
Yeah.
Right. That's a way of saying, like, not no.
Who doesn't need a blender?
Who
right?
doesn't?
Backup blender.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you have to do that just so that you're not the jerk.
Yeah, you have to do something.
You know? Exactly.
Do something.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, don't dictate, you know? Mm. Don't dictate that I have to send you a certain amount.
Yeah, no, nobody likes that.
No.
There you go, Brenda. Well,
no.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda.
All right.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I love you guys. Thank you for entertaining my morning.
Oh.
Would you like to fund us?
Yeah, we're set up a page.
Go fund yourself, Bob.
I know. It's vacation.
Thank you, Brenda. I'm the nice one.
Great.
Remember
You're
that.
You're the
Brenda.
Nice one.
Remember that, Brenda.
What's your name again?
All righty then. Probably time to move on. I'm the nice one. I think everyone would agree
so
with that.
Funny. That's so funny that you think that.
Something you want to get off your chest?
No.
Okay, good. All right, coming up, Dirty Laundry, what do you got, LBL?
I got Kim Kardashian, and you won't believe how much she spent on the ridiculous, talk about go or, fund yourself.
Yeah, she funded herself,
Let them
though.
Eat COVID vacation.
Okay.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
If you bought this on Amazon, you don't own it. You think you do. You think it's right there in your house and you can get it at any time. But you're wrong, and I'm going to tell you what it is.
And you can't return it.
Nope.
How about
nothing.
That? All right.
They got us. That's Jeff Bezos.
Don't they? That's Bezos.
Yet, I visit him every day.
Yep.
All right, this is brought to you by the new iPhone 12 Pro with 5G, now at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage. All right, so how much did Kim, let the Meet COVID Kardashian, spend on her ridiculous 40th birthday party on a private island someplace where I don't ever want to see her? Although I'd like to go, let's be honest.
Was it Bali? Where'd she go?
French Polynesia.
Yeah.
Is that Bali?
Yeah. It's one of those islands over there.
Is it Bora Bora?
Could be Bora Bora.
Because I always wanted to go to Bora Bora because Norm from Cheers wanted to go to Bora Bora. Yeah, it's an influential time in my life.
Yes.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, I know. I'm taking travel tips from Norm from Cheers. Anyway, yeah. She spent $1 million. Think of what she could have done with that. I mean, it is her 40th birthday, but it's so toned
down. Friends over, right?
Yeah. And she wore, I know she didn't spend any of that money on her bikini.
No.
Because that was just dental floss.
It was probably given to her, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She's an influencer.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
That's so weird to me because usually I feel like you would.
I'd like to go to an island.
I know, but I just think it was tone deaf. I really do.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Keep it quiet.
She
if you're going to do awesome things,
then
don't tell
anybody.
Then she took
like a 777 full of her friends.
Yeah. Like
80. Chartered that.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to go, you know, commercial.
Commercial.
Nah.
Losers.
Right.
No commercial.
You don't rent an island and then fly there commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it's really unbelievable how people live. Okay, so Chelsea Handler was on The View yesterday, and she had a case of the Cuomosexuals at the beginning of this COVID. Yep.
Alrighty.
It's
You're
true.
Making Bob uncomfortable.
I know. Yeah. I love it.
And
say
most
it.
Of our audience.
Cuomosexual.
Most of our audience.
Listen, he was Andrew Cuomo, who's the governor of New York, provided, you know, a lot of leadership at the beginning of this. And this is what she had to say about kind of falling for him.
First of all, he's like a big, giant. I mean, he came in like the Incredible Hulk, right? You know, we needed somebody to come on the scene. We were so dehydrated for real leadership that when he came on the scene, you know, looking like this big Italian hunk, I was like, oh my, he's like, wear a mask. I'm like, I'll wear a mask. I'll put a mask on every part of my body. I want to flatten your curve and you can flatten my curve and then we can both apex together. I do
what
want you to follow
that?
Up on something with him
was
for me,
whooping?
Ladies, if you wouldn't mind, because I did have a conversation with Cuomo a few months ago and I did ask him out on a date. And he did say yes, and then I never heard from him.
I have the look at your face.
She comes on a little strong.
I
don't
know.
You
like,
think?
Why do you not like that?
Just, I just said that much. No,
too
she
intimidating.
Wouldn't be my stuff. Wrong word. Yeah.
What word are you looking for? Why, oh, you think about that.
Thank you.
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, no. It's not my type. Move on.
I don't know. I'd like to see that. Anyway.
No.
You think you own this.
Yeah.
You buy it from Amazon quite a bit, but you don't. You don't own the Prime Video content you buy. I was surprised to hear this. So Amazon is being sued, and part of its defense in a lawsuit is admitting that you don't own the Prime Video content you buy. You're just paying for a limited license. And if that content gets pulled from Amazon, you lose it too. So Amazon has a deal with content providers, and if they say, oh, I'm going to take my best friend's wedding back, and then Lucy goes to watch my best friend's wedding for the 50th time, we don't own it anymore, which means I should have bought the DVD.
Or thank them.
Thank them what?
Do not have to watch that again.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
that and Stepmom, I'm like, get rid of it. But whatever.
All right. Whatever keeps the kids happy.
Yeah, well, right.
You done?
I'm done. Did you think of that word, Bob?
First of all, I'm a very happily married guy.
I'm just
so
saying hypothetically.
Well, no, she wouldn't be on the short list.
Yeah.
Little...
Even on, like, the second page?
It's a little loud.
A little loud.
You know what America needs now?
What's that?
America needs the flip-flap song.
Oh, yes, it does.
This is what we need.
Changing the subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Number one song in the in Europe, in the charts.
I love
it. Yep.
It's great. funny.
That is fun.
And it changes the mood.
I forgot what
That's
we were talking about.
Right, I see. All right. I needed a little mood changer there.
Up here. This
Cuomo
is fun.
Talk. All righty then.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Brought to you by Window Nation. They'll help you beat the cold weather by offering two free windows for every two you buy. For more info, visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our Super Smart player today, Elizabeth from Norton. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How you doing?
Great.
Yeah? Brian says... You're working from home these days?
I am. Met for many days since March.
Is that
right?
Oh,
wow.
Ugh. So what do you think? Yay or nay?
Yeah.
Well, I may take that as a nay.
There are some benefits,
yeah.
Right? Right?
Proximity to the fridge.
No one's stealing your food out of the fridge.
My house, they are.
They are. All right, Elizabeth. So what do you do?
I work for a biopharmaceutical company in Norton.
Okay. Cool. Wow.
That sounds fancy. That sounds smart.
Smart. Okay.
We'll see.
Well, we're going to find out. Hey, Elizabeth, here's how it works. You get all 10 of LBF's questions correct. You get $1,000. Stock that fridge, okay?
All righty.
If you're not sure about a question, say pass as quickly as you can because we want to give you time on the clock to go back to it. Are you ready?
I got it.
Let's do it.
What color is emerald?
Green.
Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
The loose skin hanging from the neck of a chicken is known as what?
A waddle.
Who's the governor of New York?
Cuomo.
First name?
Andrew.
What is Linus and Lucy's last name in Peanuts comics?
Pat.
What was the first U.S. city to have a public school system?
New York.
Who did Lionel Richie duet with on the 1981's Endless Love?
Diana Ross.
What color is a northern cardinal?
Red.
What country is the original home of Bacardi rum?
Spain.
In 2005, what product reintroduced its catchphrase, "I can't believe I ate the whole thing"?
Pass.
What is Linus and Lucy's last name in Peanuts?
Soda.
In 2005, what product reintroduced its catchphrase, "I can't believe I ate the whole thing" at the buzzer?
Remember the spicy meatball? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yes. What
I
was?
I'm not old enough, but that's true.
I like a spicy meatball.
I like a must guess. Alka-Seltzer is the answer.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. You would have got that, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
How many did we get?
She got six.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, so Linus and Lucy's last name is Van Pelt.
Do they need a last name?
Yeah. What was the first U.S. city to have a public school system? Boston. It's for their social security numbers, Bob.
Well, I guess Brown, you know what? You're right. Brown had one.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
And the country that is the original home of Bacardi rum, Cuba.
Cuba.
Cuba. All right.
Yeah, but you did great.
You did. You knew
you were nice and fast.
I know. She was very fast, very smart. Yeah, I guess, you know, the Brown kid got a last name, so why couldn't
So everyone, if you, yes, yeah. Everyone has to have one then.
Oh, right. Charlie Brown.
Trophy and a last name for everybody.
That's it.
My kind of world.
Elizabeth, you're not going to go home empty-handed. Actually, you're already home. So,
I'm already home.
Okay, what was I thinking?
I won't stay home empty-handed.
You won't, because we got a $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's.
Excellent, thank you.
Yeah, can I ask who you're going with or who's going with you?
I'll probably take, my fiancé, Kevin.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, fiancé. Congratulations.
And his son, Kyle.
That's nice.
Wow. You know,
leave the son
do.
At home. You get more food.
You know what? I wouldn't even tell the fiance you got a gift card. Just see if he's going to pay.
What is wrong with
it's
you?
It's a test.
Why is she testing him? She's already said yes.
Oh, you did, didn't you? No more tests.
Yeah, oh, tests boy. Are over. Put your pencils down.
That's right. Passed the test, got a ring.
Good point. All right, Elizabeth, don't listen to me. No, I wouldn't. Okay? She's left.
I'm not going to take that baby.
No, she's left. All right. If you want to play Super Smart, do what Elizabeth did. While she was at home, she signed up to play.
Yep, it's just at WROR.com, and there you can take the multiple choice quiz and get you a little practice.
Yeah.
See if you're up to snuff.
There you go.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, if you have trouble sleeping, do this one thing with your significant other right before you close your eyes. And
like
you
it.
Will sleep like
just,
a baby.
Just one little thing.
One little thing.
Before you go night. Okay. Brian, what do you got?
All right. Another classic like 90s show that's coming back. A nice reboot.
Dude.
I'm excited.
Loves a reboot.
I'm excited. When
you
they're
really
done
do.
Well.
When they're done well, which is rare. Not many reboots.
I know.
You ever see the Dallas reboot?
No.
Good grief.
You were the only one.
Yes, I was.
Didn't realize there was one.
All in for 10 minutes. Okay, here we go. I'm going to tell you how after you go night-night and you get that little wake-up from the spouse because they're...
Wait a minute. Oh.
They're snoring.
Oh, that wake-up.
Yeah, they're snoring.
Okay. You know.
Wow.
There's some good news if you have a snoring partner.
Oh,
how about
great.
That?
Yes.
Coming up. Okay.
Okay, so if you have trouble sleeping through the night, there is a solution.
Yeah.
But you have to do this one thing with your partner before you go to bed.
Every night?
Every night.
Every night?
Every night.
Every night.
Snuggling. Yeah. Cuddling and snuggling.
Okay.
It can help you sleep.
Well, we're out of luck.
Why?
Well, my wife doesn't go to bed with me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm in bed early.
Who's she go to bed with?
Who's she snuggling with?
You sleep deeper when you snuggle initially, apparently.
Nice
maybe it's
know.
Like, you know,
yeah.
an animal thing.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Usually is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Ends up
but
that
I
way.
Am.
Yeah. That's good, LBF.
Yeah, you a snuggler, Bob?
Depends on the weather.
Oh, that's yeah, because if it's hot.
Yeah, no.
You're like,
back off.
All right. Okay.
I never get that. No. Never hear that.
Never.
Okay. Brian, what do you got?
All right. Coming back. It's going to be on Peacock November 25th. Yeah. Saved by the Bell. And I think they learned their lesson from the 90210 reboot that was not well received.
You're right.
This has kind of a follow-up. So AC Slater is back working at the school. Jesse Spano is working at the school. And Zach Morris... the governor of California.
In attendance will be the governor of California.
Mac's dad?
You look amazing. Your hair's fire.
My dad's also coming.
I don't care about your dad, Spencer. I just care about Zach and Kelly.
Can we talk?
Did you just sit backwards in a chair? Wow, I've never seen anyone do that in real life.
You only know how Bayside works for kids like you.
Hot kids. Privileged kid. Privileged kids.
There we go.
Oh, well.
Saved by the Bell. They're more woke now.
Okay.
Boy.
It looks pretty good.
Dial me
it
in.
It looks fun.
Yeah. You say your boy likes the original, right?
Sam Bell has been watching the old ones and really enjoys it. Mm-hmm. So
he's 11?
We'll be watching it. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Okay. Good news is just around the corner if that person who sleeps next to you snores. Yes, a new drug is in the works. It's a combination of two non-sleep drugs, actually. One is a drug for ADHD. The other is used to treat people with overactive bladders.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, a small study found that when both drugs are combined, it reduces snoring by 75%. And with people with sleep apnea, will have higher blood oxygen levels when they take it. The drug company's based right here in Massachusetts.
Really?
And they say they're doing a full trial to make sure it's safe. What a world, huh?
What a world.
What a future. No, right?
Yeah. You don't have to lose weight or exercise. Take that pill.
Take that pill.
Perfect.
Snore away.
I love it.
Snorgon.
I'm in.
That's what they're probably calling you, right?
Snorgon.
Snorgon.
No, it'll be some weirdo name. Like, Somonex, you know, like Lexapon or something. Yeah. Like, what is
stupid
that?
Stupid name. They're going to be in some video, and the couple
and she's
having
upset.
Dinner.
Yeah.
And they go to bed, and she has to elbow
him.
Boy, this
violent.
Sounds too close to home.
Beats an elbow in the face.
Hey, speaking of doctors, Dr. Oz is making a house call next. We'll see how things are going with COVID. Just the latest update from Dr. Oz. House call is next. You don't want to miss it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, another house call. We have Dr. Oz on the phone. Good morning, Dr. Oz.
How are you guys doing?
We're all masked up. We're socially distanced, at least 6 feet apart, and there's no hugging.
It's the way I like it.
Dr. Oz joins us this morning. You see him afternoons at 3 o'clock on Boston 25. Dr. Oz, thanks for calling in. Now, we spoke about a month or a month and a half ago. Just get the latest on COVID-19. So I'm sure a lot's gone on since then, right? Any updates?
Lots of updates. And this is unfortunate, actually, because we're seeing the second spike that everyone was concerned about is happening now. 41 states have more cases. 38 states, I think, have more deaths. So it's, you know, it's a meaningful shift. And it all it really does is show us that shutting down only works if you shut down and continue to shut down. So if we're not going to do that, then we got to figure out a policy where everyone does what they're supposed to do. We do the best we can to muddle through this. And I tell you, Bob, we got another year of this. I don't see any way that we're going to have a vaccine that is so effective or a treatment therapeutic that is so destructive to the virus that all of a sudden there's no fear anymore. The average person is just not going back in the water until they're really confident that COVID is pushed back and behaves more like the flu. And we're quite a ways from there.
Another year.
All right, this is all very stressful. And I noticed on your Twitter you had tips to keep your mind from racing at night. And I think we're all suffering from that. So what do you suggest? This is all so stressful between the pandemic, the election, homeschooling, and just, you know, the sort of fatigue we're all feeling.
Killer hornets, asteroid coming towards Earth.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, you can always try the Dr. Oz pillow in bed. I got the Dr. Oz pillow.
I know.
I sleep pretty good. Nice. I like it.
You know, we're hardwired to deal with stress. Life is supposed to be about us getting past obstacles. None of the things you mentioned are insurmountable. If we work together, we'll beat them all. If we work by ourselves, we'll probably still beat them. It just takes a lot longer and a lot harder. This is when humans have become the safety net for each other. And the antidote to stress is that. It's family. That's why I would never cancel Halloween this weekend. I just wouldn't cross my mind. Because if you're going to tell people for a year, we need you to be on a program that you can stay on, well, spending time outdoors with your kids is going to be one of those programs. Less than 5% of transmissions are happening outdoors. So if you're outside with your kids, having fun, being halfway thoughtful about who you're around, you don't go into people's houses to get the candy, etc., you should be able to trick-or-treat safely.
This is why we wanted to talk to Dr. Oz. There's some good news there, okay? Have Halloween, get the full size, don't mess around with the fun size.
Don't touch each other.
Wipe down your kids' candy while you're checking it.
Here's what you do. Here's what I'm going to do. I got the grandkids here. I'm going to tell them that I'm worried about COVID-19 on the candy wrappers, so they have to go to bed, and then I'm going to eat them.
You know what? Hey, also,
he is smart.
Yeah, he is smart. Hey, today's show being Thursday, Michael Strahan on losing his dad, racial injustice. He's a fun guy, but it looks like a pretty serious topic there.
Well, Michael lost his dad this summer, and dad had to be in isolation when he lost him. So you die alone. It's tough. Yeah. But Mike, as always, is, you know, he's an upbeat, positive guy. Yeah. He speaks very honestly about some of the racial issues. He is strongly against any of the violence that you see. He said that undermines the movement that he firmly believes in. So and people like Michael are huge leaders, not just the black community, but nationally. Mm. So he speaks to whites and blacks, and that's why I wanted him on today.
Yeah, no, that's what we need. So that's great. All right, Dr. Oz, Boston 25, 3 o'clock. That was good stuff today, Dr. Oz. Positive.
Always love being with you.
Thank you. And go for the full size. I think we heard that.
Yes, we did.
Did we say that?
Yep, we said it.
Get that. All right, Dr. Oz. We'll talk to you again down the road. Thank you.
Happy sleeping, my friend.
Oh,
take care.
I'm enjoying that pillow, man. There you go. House call.
House call. That's
so
nice.
Unless there's some good news. He did a sandwich for us, right? Some good news, bad news,
oh,
in the middle,
yeah,
or whatever. Right? So
I get it now.
Get it?
I just want a sandwich.
There you go. See, there you go. COVID's going to be around at least for another year, just until it's more like a flu to deal with. Definitely spiking, so be careful. But Live your life. Just be smart.
Yeah,
okay?
I think that that expectation is good, because if you think it's going to end soon, you're going to be sorely disappointed. No,
don't think so. You are alive. 80s and more. Just about to go no repeat coming up at 9 o'clock. That's the no repeat 9 to 5 workday. Everything is fresh out of the oven.
Yeah, just
new,
like I like it.
Just the way you like it. I learned a little bit about you today, LBF. I didn't know.
Really?
Two things I learned today about LBF. One, you've never been to a Cracker Barrel.
That's true.
Cracker Barrel now serving beer, wine, and mimosas.
Now I'm in.
First time. Now you're in.
I'm not surprised I've never been.
Right?
Yep.
Try Grandpa's breakfast.
Okay.
You might like that. I know Dave would.
Yep.
Heavy on the meats.
Heavy on the meats. Getting the meat sweats.
No, he likes the meat pie. And I also, Brian, didn't know that LBF had no idea what I was spraying on my toast this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it's butter spray. And she said, what's that?
Yeah, no, I've never seen it.
It's spray butter.
Yeah.
You can get it as that or Olivia, which is olive oil based. I prefer that.
Do you?
Yeah. But if I took that, my wife would be upset because I took the butter one instead. Game changer.
I don't know. It's like a tried and true Scottish girl, or coming from Scottish blood, we like to put pats of butter on everything.
Yeah.
Zero calories. Zero calories.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
That's a game changer, especially during corn on the cob season.
Oh, yeah.
The spray butter.
I can see where that would be excellent, because the pat of butter in the corn on the cob is just terrible.
How have you not known this?
I don't know. I don't know a lot.
See that in the store?
I don't know. I just walked right past the artificial butter, and I go straight for the cakes.
You want the clotted cream.
Lard in here?
Yeah, exactly. Crisco, I know all about.
Did you get a text?
I did get a text. An email from Rick Carty said, LBF, Bob isn't telling you everything about Cracker Barrel.
Uh-huh.
So the gift shop, it's you have to walk through it to get to the dining room. If you're a shopper, you will buy something.
Oh, you're going to buy. I told you that Lucy, your daughter, would love the little general store.
Yeah, with all the candy.
There's old-fashioned candy and knickknacks. And,
I would toys. Like that. I like an old-fashioned country store.
You'd like that.
Yep, all the huzz around
you
there.
Can, excuse
it.
Me?
Huzz. It's an expression for the junk you buy.
I know what. I didn't see any huzz at the... not Cracker Barrel I go to.
No. Vocab day.
Yeah. I usually go early. At breakfast, the late night at the Cracker Barrel.
Oh my God!
Jeez, you know what? And
what?
While there's rocking chairs out there while you wait.
Oh, nice!
You can play some checkers.
I can play or my crossword puzzle and have a little sweater.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah,
now
I'm 100.
Yes, you are. Yes. Oh man,
I'll see you for dinner at 3.
Right.
That's right. Early bird special. It's 8:57, 3 hours commercial-free music starts at 9:15.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.